Move these tissues down here so I'm not tempted to cry while I'm up. Well, we are so happy everyone is here tonight with us. We are so thankful just for Christmas. Such a wonderful time, such a glorious time, such a joyous time. Me and my wife, we love to go to the Caldwell Lights many different times. And that's kind of something that we do each year. We go there, they have all these light displays, they have all these different things going on. And it's such a beautiful scene. You know, you have all these people gathered together to come see light. Come see this glorious, magnificent display of lights going on that show beauty and warmth. Because otherwise, we'd all be gathered in the cold, in a dark night, walking concrete streets. And it wouldn't make a lot of sense. But the reason why everyone comes together is to see the light. Amongst the dead trees and the decaying plants and all these different things that are coming in when December hits, there's these beautiful lights that we string up all around, and we travel to see them. We travel to see the beauty of them and the joy that they bring and kind of the warmth that it brings to our souls amongst the darkest time of the year. Many of us sometimes feel like life can be dark, that things in our world are just not going well, that there are times in which we feel grief, like darkness is ever present, even inside our own souls. Maybe it was something that happened to us. Maybe it was a news article that sprung across saying about how there's another war in another place of the world. Maybe it was a disease that has sprung up. And our hearts continue to feel like, whoa, what is going on in this world? Woe is me. Is there any escaping this darkness that is around us? Well, today, I want us to look at the Bible and see that there is a light, that there is a hope that has come into the world to bring peace, to bring joy, to bring prosperity. Today, we're going to be inside Isaiah chapter 9. And if you have your Bibles with me, or if you just want to listen, I'll have some of the things posted up there. But we're going to just be examining a people who dwelt in darkness. And we're going to see that a light had come for them. That a people who were in a place of despair, a great light had shone upon them. The passage that we're looking at is in the middle of some other passages that were going around. Isaiah was sent to the people of God to declare to them the word of God because of their rejection of God's word. They had gone astray. They had not listened to the Lord, the people of Israel, and they had wandered away from his commands, much like their father Adam and all those before them in that genealogy. They had continued to fall in the way of man and sin and rebellion against God. And amongst these, I'm trying to transition to the next one if I can. Thank you. Amongst this, here in verse 2, we read this, the people who walked in darkness, and it also says there in verse 2, those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness. The people who walk in darkness. This was the people of Israel here in Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah comes to them and he's telling them, hey, there's these nations that are surrounding you, and one of them, Assyria, is going to come in and they're going to do serious damage. Many people are going to be brought into exile in this nation of Israel. They're going to be destroyed. They're going to be ransacked. Their family and everything that they've known and loved is going to come crumbling down. We see this with the coming of Assyria in the chapter before this. And then also, the prophets are going to continue to talk about this coming of this other nation, Babylon. And the people are themselves eventually are going to all be brought into exile. And yet, in the middle of all this destruction, Isaiah is going to talk about a light. But yet, these were people who dwelt in darkness. These were dark times for the people of Israel. The theme of darkness is one that is seen all throughout the Bible. Darkness can be seen as death, despair, moral corruption, throughout the Word of God. And every human has experienced darkness. We have wandered away from the giver of life. And Jesus, inside John chapter 3, verses 19 through 20, says this. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. So though we may not be being invaded by foreign powers and maybe thinking about another country coming to crush us and we're thinking that's the darkness, rather Jesus here is recounting another darkness that we all partook in, an evil that each human being engaged in. And that was rebellion against the Creator. It says that all we like sheep have gone astray. Each one of us have turned to our own ways. We have seen the effects of sin in our lives, whether we have gossiped or lied, or whether we have seen even just in the world around us in sin, what it's brought about, disease, war, famine. These are all the effects of Adam and Eve when they chose to go against God. We have all become children of darkness because we have all joined in the rebellion against God. And someone might say, well, that's not me. I couldn't possibly ever have been a child of darkness. I do a lot of good. But here we see that men love the darkness rather than the light. There was ever a time in which we did not give full worship to God. We engaged in this rebellion. And Isaiah says, all of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. So is there any light for us who dwell in darkness? Like the people of Israel, people who dwelled in darkness. Is there light? Is there hope? Well, it goes on. Inside Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, read with me. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in the dark land, the light will shine on them. Amongst these prophecies of destruction coming, there is a light to come. The people who walk in darkness, they will see a great light. This nation was to see a great light shining upon them. Those who are living in a dark land, a light will shine on them. Man, some nights feel so long. Some darkness seems like it will never go away. But dawn is coming, Isaiah is saying. A great light is going to shine upon these people in darkness. It is going to overtake it. One time I had a friend who... He decided to go on a hike inside some woods, and he went to a large national park, and he decided just to go without anything, and lo and behold, he got lost as he was out walking around, and he drinks from the stream and ends up getting sick while he's lost, and he's roaming throughout the night inside this massive forest, but when he was recounting the story to me, he recounted the joy that he saw when he saw a light post out on a road. Marking civilization was somewhere. Marking that this thing in which he is going through, it's going to come to an end. He's going to be found. There was hope that he'd be saved from this terrible predicament. This is a light. This is a hope for these people who are dwelling in darkness. Isaiah proclaims that the nation who walks in darkness, they will see this great light. So who is this great light? If you look with me in verses 6 through 7, it says this. For a child will be born to us, and a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. This great light was to be a child. A child was to come. was to be born. A son was to be given. A son who was to come and who was to rule and reign. This prophecy from Isaiah speaks of a coming Savior, a coming Messiah. Much of the Old Testament highlights and spoke about this coming and Savior Messiah who would rule and reign and deliver the nation out of this darkness, out of these wars, out and bring a time of prosperity and a time of peace. And we understand who this child is to be and what he is to bring about by his names there in verse 6. Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. This is the one who is to come. This was the child who was to be given unto these people. He was the one who was spoken of earlier inside Isaiah, called Emmanuel, God with us, who was to be born of a virgin. This child was to be God made manifest among the people of Israel. He was to be the Prince of Peace. He was to rule absolutely, if you look there, on the throne of David. And why does this matter? Because it was always a part of God's plan to bring about this child. Hundreds of years earlier, he promised through David that his throne would be established and there would be one who would be seated upon his throne and his throne would never go away. And this child is fulfilling this promise. God had a plan ever since the beginning of time. And this child who will raise up to be a king, to be a prince of peace, there will be no corruption, no bribery inside his rule and reign, no lack of security, no lack of peace. There will be absolute, wonderful prosperity brought about to all. This child is to bring about the salvation of mankind. And who is this child? But the one whom we celebrate during this time, Jesus Christ. This child is the promised one, Jesus, the Messiah who is spoken for ages past. It is seen when the angels appeared to Mary, they said this to her, "He'll be great," they say. "He will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." This parallels exactly to what is being said in Isaiah 9. He is to be great. He is to be the Son of God. He is to have the throne of David. He is to reign over the house of Jacob, and his kingdom is to have no end. This is the child to whom the angels in Luke chapter 2, when they appeared to the shepherds, said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord." The Savior who has come to bring people out of darkness, who's come to bring salvation. Among the darkness, this great light shines, and he is the tidings of great joy. He is a Savior, as the angels have declared. He is the one who we can rejoice during this season. Amongst the darkness, amongst the things that are pressing in our world, a Savior, a light has come. Jesus said in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus came to give life and to give it more abundantly. All who follows him will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you are a follower of him, you have this light of life today. The Prince of Peace is the ruler of your life. You are no longer underneath the condemnation of sin, but you have been freed because of his atoning sacrifice on the cross, because he has redeemed you from death and has brought you to life, that you who were dead in your trespasses and sins, because you have believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, have been saved. Because we see that beforehand we deserved death. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." All those who look to this light, to Jesus Christ the Messiah, have been saved from the condemnation of sin. All who believe in him will be saved. You who deserve the penalty of death, it was thrown upon Christ on that cross. And that's the reason why it hangs up there. We are reminded that we deserve that, but yet he took our place. His good life is now attributed to you. We see in Romans 5:1, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This is the light. To us who dwell in darkness, who have been overcome by sin, this is the hope. This is the Savior of the world. That we who could not escape our own condemnation, that we who know that we have done wrong, we who have lied, who have turned away from God, who have gossiped, who have shunned the one who has given us life, Christ has come, God himself in the flesh, to bring us back to himself, that we might have fellowship with him, that we might no longer be underneath the judgment that we rightly deserve. This is the light that shines into the world. This is the joy that we get to celebrate this Christmas season, that Christ who has come has brought salvation, that he has given us eternal life. And one day when he comes back again, he will establish his eternal kingdom here with us. And we will reign with him. And the presence of sin that's even around us, this present darkness, will pass away. And I want to ask you, are you a son of light? Are you found in the light of life today? Or are you on the outside still in darkness? Are you considered a people that is now a follower of Christ and found in the light of life? Or are you on the outside looking in? I want to plead with you that the light has come into the world and that all who call upon him will be saved. This is why this is such a joyous season. Because the dwelling place among men, Emmanuel, has come, God with us, and now we can go be with God. The Prince of Peace has come, the Wonderful Counselor, the Almighty God, the one who is called Eternal Father. He has come into this world. I want to invite the musicians to come back up here on stage. Before this kind of sermonette, we talked about "Come all ye unfaithful." It talked about "Come all ye who are broken," which calls out to all of us to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are about ready to see "Come all ye faithful." And we are going to light our candles if you haven't already. Go ahead and do that. And will you contemplate with me during this time? Are you found in the light? Maybe you have come to Christ, but you have wandered away. Are you walking in the light with him? Are you walking in fellowship with him, expectant of his return, and ready and prepared to live with him for our eternity?